الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد we continue the readings of Al-Qawa'id Al-Arba' the four principles by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad Ibn Abdul Wahhab Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. Reading from the first principle, القاعدة الأولى. The author he mentioned, أن تعلم أن الكفار الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مكرون بأن الله تعالى هو الخالق الرازق المدبر وأن ذلك لم يدخلهم في الإسلام. The first principle was that you must know that the disbelievers, that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he fought, that they affirmed and believed that Allah the Most High, He is the Creator, and He is the Provider and Sustainer, and He is the one who disposes of the affairs of the universe, and that this did not enter them into Islam. وَدَلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى And the evidence for this is the statement of Allah, the Most High, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, who provides for you from the heavens and from the earth, أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ And who owns the hearing and the sight? وَمَا يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ And who brings out the living from the dead, and likewise brings out the dead from the living? وَمَا يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ And who disposes the affairs? فَسِيَقُولُنَا اللَّهِ They will say to you, they will say, it is Allah. And then he says, سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَقُولْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ Then say to them, should you not do what? Then why do you not fear? Do you not fear him and obey him and believe in him and worship him alone? Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intent between, the intent with this principle here, the intent of the author, Maqsood al Mu'allif, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, bi hadhihi al qa'idah amran, two affairs. What is the author? He wants to establish two things in this principle. He established two things, two main points. He said again, I repeat, that you must know that the disbelievers that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought, that they affirmed that Allah azza wa jalla, He's the Creator and the Disposer, or the Creator and the Provider, Sustainer and the Disposer of the heavens and the, of everything, and that this did not enter them into Islam. It's not sufficient. That's the summarization. That to believe in the rububiyyah and the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal alone, without worshipping Him alone, this will not be sufficient. So the author, he is establishing that the disbelievers, or those mushrikun, ahlu shirk, the people of polytheism and idolatry and paganism, those idol worshippers in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they affirmed and they believed that Allah azza wa jalla, He's the Creator of the sun, the moon, and the stars. He's the Creator of the heavens and the earth. They believe that, and they believe that Allah azza wa jalla, He is the one who provides and sustains His creation. Likewise, He's the sustainer and the provider. And they also believe that Allah azza wa jalla, He is the one who is disposing of the affairs of this creation. He is the one who is disposing of the affairs of this creation. They believe that. So the author, he wants to establish this point, that this is what they believe. Who believe that? Kufar Quraysh, the disbelievers of Quraysh in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people who fought him and he fought them. Those people who he called to al-Iman and he called them to Tawheed and they refused. This was their creed. This was their creed. Some of them believed. Those who believed, alhamdulillah, they're the believers. But those who he fought them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is their creed. They believe that Allah is the Creator and the Sustainer and the Disposer of the affairs. That's the first thing he established. What's the second thing he established? وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمْ يُدْخِلْهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ that this did not enter them into Islam. His speech is very to the point. If we read it again, and تَعْلَمَ أَنَّ الْكُفَّارَ الَّذِينَ قَاتَلَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ Number one, يُقِرُّونَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى هُوَ الْخَالِقُ الرَّازِقُ الْمُدَبِّرُ وَأَنَّ ذَلِكَ لَمْ يُدْخِلْهُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ This is the intent here from that principle. This is what we have to understand. This is the main purpose of the author to mention this right here. To understand that those disbelievers in the time of the Prophet ﷺ and those idol worshippers, that they believed that Allah is the creator and sustainer and the disposer of the affairs. Along with that, the Prophet fought them. But this is their belief, to establish this first. And to establish the reality that this belief did not enter them into Islam. This belief did not enter them into Islam. This belief here, to believe alone that Allah is the creator and the sustainer and the disposer of the affairs alone, this did not enter them into Islam. And then he mentioned the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal as the proof. And then this is one of many proofs in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever Allah, he tells the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask them, or he will say, if you ask them, what would they say? If you ask them who's the creator, who created them, what would they say? For example, in another verse, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ If you ask them, who created them? O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you ask them who created them, what would they say? They will say Allah. They will say Allah. فَأَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ So how are they turned away from worshipping Him alone? So how are they turned away? And in many verses like this, for example, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in another verse, that verse was in Zukhraf. Allah, He says, قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Who does everything and who does the earth belong to and everyone that is inside it, or everyone that is upon it? Asking them again. Ask them, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who does the earth belong to? And everyone that is there upon the earth. سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ They will say, oh, it's for Allah, it belongs to Allah. They affirm this. They affirm that the dominion is for Allah, the kingdom is for Allah, that the earth belongs to Allah, that He has the command, that He has the, that He's the creator. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many verses in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal mentioning like this, that this is the creed of the mushrikeen. That they affirm this. They believe in the lordship of Allah. They believe in that Allah, He's the creator and the sustainer and the provider. And they believe that He is the disposer of the affairs. But this did not save them from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fighting them. This did not save their blood nor their wealth or their property. And this did not save them from the fire. This did not enter them into Islam. They did not become Muslims with this belief. So then we see that this belief is not sufficient. To have the creed of al-Rububiyyah and to believe that Allah Azza wa Jal is the creator and the disposer of the affairs and the provider, the one who gives life and gives death, this is the correct creed. But the one who believes this and he understands this, this necessitates for him. This necessitates this creed and this belief now for that person that has that belief to worship Him alone. To worship Him alone, to single Him out alone in worship. At this time, that creed will benefit. At this time, the creed of al-Rububiyyah will benefit whenever it leads the heart to deify Allah Azza wa Jal and to worship Him alone, and to worship Him alone, to believe in Him, and to worship Him alone. At this time, the creed is correct. So the Tawheed is not complete just with simple al-Rububiyyah, simply believing, in al-Rububiyyah, but rather he has to, after complying to this and affirming that Allah is the creator and the disposer of the affairs and that the command is in His hand and that whatever He decrees, it occurs, and whatever He does not decree, it does not occur, and that nothing occurs except by His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He sends the rain and He alternates the night and the day in a manner as He pleases, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He causes the children to grow and to life and death and the other of the affairs of the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, that this necessitates for that person, after realizing this, to worship Him alone. That no one, he has no partners in His creation. He has no partners helping Him in His creation. And to create, He creates as He wills, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in His dominion, and in His control, and the way that He disposes of the affairs, and giving life and giving death. He has no partners in this. He does this alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then likewise, he should not have any partners in worship. He should not have any partners in worship. So then, this principle is to clarify that this creed is not sufficient. This creed is not sufficient, al-Rububiyyah. Al-Rububiyyah alone, without singling out Allah in worship, is not sufficient. Al-Rububiyya is to believe that Allah Azza wa Jal exists. Al-Itiqadu bi wujud Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala wa infiradihi bil khalqi wal mulki wa tadbir. To believe in the existence of Allah Azza wa Jal. And to believe that He is the one alone who has created all things, and that everything that He has created belongs to Him alone, and that He has command and charge over all of His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is the one disposing of the affairs. This is the creed of Rububiyya. But whenever a person, he realizes this, now he sees how in need he is to worship Him, that he must worship Him, and how powerful and strong He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by learning about Allah Azza wa Jalla and His Lordship. At this time he will realize that He is a slave and He is a creation, and that He has a Lord that is powerful and strong, that has all the most beautiful names and attributes of perfection, and that He is worthy of worship, and then he worships Him alone with no partners. This is the way. And in reality, the ulama, they mentioned that al-rububiyya hiya al-bab. Wa tawheed al-rububiyya huwa al-bab ila tawheed al-uluhiyya. That al-rububiyya, and to believe in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is the gateway and this is the door to tawheed al-uluhiyya, and tawheed al-ibadah, to deify and to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla alone. That the means and the way for that is to understand the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He affirms this in His book in many verses. Rather, He began in this manner. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, He began in this manner in His book, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we think about the first commandment in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will see, what is the first commandment? We open the verse, we open the mushaf from page to page, we're looking for the first command. The first command from Allah, not the first command verb. This one's dua. Dua, na'am. Ahsant, ya ayyuhan nas. First of all, the first commandment in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not directed to the believers alone, nor the disbelievers. Many times Allah, He will call, O you who believe, or O disbelievers, or Ya Ahl Kitab, O people of the book, like this. And sometimes He will likewise call Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, O mankind, Ya Ayyuhan Nas. This is how the first commandment in the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla begins, directed to all mankind. After mentioning Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the description of the successful, and the description of those who failed, and those who are wicked and evil, mentioning the description of the pious and the righteous, and the attributes of the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Then after that, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He calls all of them. Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, u'budu rabbakum. Worship your Lord. Worship your Lord. U'budu rabbakum. What do we benefit from this? The Rabb. The word Rabb is here. U'budu rabbakum. Who is the Rabb? What is his descriptions? The Rabb. He's the creator. He is the disposer of the affairs. He is the one who gives life. He is the one who gives death. Naam, He is the one who's providing for all things. He is the one who brings the sun, causes the sun and the moon to alternate, and the night and the day to alternate. He is the one who gives life and death. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yuhyi wa yumeet. Naam, He is the one who has the command in His hands. He's the Rabb. He's the Lord. He's the one who has the authority. And He commands and He prohibits. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He decrees universally and legislatively. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, u'budu rabbakum. So the Rabb, He is the one that is worshipped. He is the one that is worshipped. Ar-Rabbu huwa al-Ma'bud. Ar-Rabbu huwa al-Ma'bud. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is the Rabb. He is the Rabb. The Rabb, He has authority. The Rabb, He has authority. The word Rabb, what does it mean in English? Lord. Lord. The Lord, He has authority. He commands. He commands. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Even the linguistic meaning in English, what do you say? The Lord, the one who owns the house,
landlord.
He has authority over that, over his property. This is the meaning, and the landlord. Even they say رَبُّ الْإِبْلِ. Abdul Muttalib, what did he say whenever they came to take the Quraysh? أنا رب الإبل والكعبة لها رب لها رب. I'm in charge of the camels, but the Lord, it has a it has a Rabb. I mean, excuse me, but the Kaaba, it has a Rabb. The Kaaba, it has a Lord, and that will protect it. So this is the case, and the meaning of the word Rabb and the Rububiyyah, it has the meaning of authority, and it has the meaning of command and dominion and ownership. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, ubudu rabbakum. Worship your Lord. The Lord, He is the one that is worshipped, the creator and the disposer of the heavens and the earth. Even Allah Azza wa Jalla, He established that now. Ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum. The one who created you and the one who created those before you. This is the case. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, O mankind, worship your Lord. Worship your Rabb. Who is your Rabb? The one who created you. The one who created you and He created those before you. This is the one that's worthy of worship. The one that is worthy of worship is the one who created. The one who created all things. Everything besides Him is the creation. Created by Him. Is nourished by Him and sustained by Him. He is the Rabb and everything else is the Marbub. And He is the Khaliq and everything else is the Makhluq. So He is the one that's worthy of worship. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla, He begins like this, establishing that His right to be worshipped by mentioning His Lordship. By mentioning His Lordship. By mentioning the fact that He is the Creator. And that He is the owner and the disposer of the affairs. عُبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ. Many verses in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He establishes like this. Even He continues, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And so that you may fear Him. Fear Him by obeying Him. By believing in Him and obeying Him. And complying to His commandments and staying away from His prohibitions, hoping for His reward and fearing His punishment. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Then the next verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He clarifies in detail why He's worthy of worship. الَّذِي جَعَلَ الْآيَةِ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, worship your Lord, O mankind, worship your Lord, worship your Rabb, the one who created you and created those before you. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا. The one who has made the earth firash, spread out. It's wide, it's vast. Everything is here already. Every time a new life comes, a new individual comes, everything is already provided for him. Everything is already provided for him. The chickens are already here. And the trees are already here. And the seas are already here. He has a family, those who take care of him. And the likes like this, everything is provided for him. الَّذِي جَعَلَ, the one that you worship, the one who created you, he's the one also. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا أي مَفْرُوشًا. مَفْرُوشًا, it's all spread out. It's all laid out and everything is provided. Provided by him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the one. This is the one who's worthy of worship. الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمْ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. He is the one who has made the heavens built strong. He is the one who has made the heavens built strong. This is the one who's worthy of worship. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla, He affirms His right, His uluhiyah, His right to be worshipped by establishing the rububiyyah. By understanding and knowing Allah Azza wa Jalla by His beautiful names and His attributes. And knowing Allah Azza wa Jalla by His Lordship and His actions. By having the at-tawheed al-ilmi, this leads the person to at-tawheed al-amali. At-tawheed al-amali. This is how Allah Azza wa Jalla, in many, many verses, this is how He establishes His uluhiyah. This in His book, He began, the first commandment is for Tawheed. How did He establish His right of Tawheed? By mentioning His Lordship, the one who created you. He's the Rabb, the one who created you, and He's the one who made the earth spread out for you, and it's all furnished, and everything is already here, from the meaning of Firash and Mafroosh. What do they say about a Shaqqa? Mafroosha, everything's already there. Everything is already there. This is the case. The earth is, everything is provided for. The rivers are set. And the seas are set, and the fish and everything is moving in harmony. And the person, he comes to life, and it's all provided for him. It's all provided for him. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He's the one who created everything in the earth for you. For you. He created everything in the earth for you. And he for us. He created all for us so that we can worship him. Not so that we can be preoccupied with this creation, but rather so that we can use it to reach the goal. To use it to reach the goal. The goal is to please Him and to meet Him and to go to His paradise, to worship Him alone as we were created for. And He made the heavens built, strong, heavy, protecting us. مِنْ غَيْرِ أَمَدٍ تَرَوْنَهَا. Without any pillars. Like the roof here, the sky, how is it? Allah described it as سقفاً محفوظاً. It's a preserving roof. It's a preserving roof. Roof over us. What about the roof over our head? This one, this roof here. How is it standing? There's pillars, at least one, huh? There's pillars around the corners and the lights like this. There has to be pillars. But what about the sky? There's no pillars that you can see. There's no pillars that you can see. But it's there and it's strong. It's strong and it's firm. And there's no cracks. It's not falling on our heads. It's not falling down. It's strong by the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَاءَ وَجَعَلَ السَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. And then on top of that, وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. And He sent down from that sky that's above our head. In the daytime, it's blue. Sometimes there's clouds in it, and they move. The water that we drink, it comes from there. The water that we drink, it comes from there. The water here, where does it come from? From the sky. He sends the water from the sky. Can somebody go to the water and get some sky? Go to the sky and get some water? Can we go up there and turn the faucet on? Nah, it's not like that. You can't go in there and squeeze the clouds. It comes in proportion, by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one who sends the rain from the sky. This is something that is powerful and strong. And what happens if we don't have rain? The plants and the animals and we will die. We have to have the water for our life. This is how Allah has decreed, and His wisdom and His creation. He created everything from water. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then it's very important to have water. It's very beneficial to have water. We're in great need to have water. Who sends the water from the sky? أَلَذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So that you can fear Him. So that you can know that He's powerful and strong, worthy of worship. Nothing happens in his kingdom except for by His will. Except for by His will and by His command. Everything that occurs, it is by His will. Everything that we love and that we hope for, we will only obtain it by His permission. And everything that we are afraid of and that is terrifying in this life and in hereafter, we will never be safe from it except by His protection alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then the person who realizes this, then what would he do? He realizes this. Even for example, he wants a job or he wants a position. All of this cannot occur except for by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal and the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether He will guide those people and guide their hearts to accept Him, or if He is afraid of something, He's afraid of whatever the case may be, somebody who is afraid of a lion, or afraid of the storm or a weather. Who has created the lion and the weather and the likes? Allah Azza wa Jal. The thing that one is afraid of, Allah, He created that likewise. Who decreed it that He would come? Who decreed that the lion would come, or that the weather would come, or that I would be in a particular vicinity whenever a tornado comes or a storm comes? Who decreed that? Allah Azza wa Jal. Who can save me from that? The one who decreed it. So what would happen then? The one who believes this and he understands this and realizes this, what happens to his heart? It's only attached to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's only attached to Allah. The people can't help him. The people can't help us. The people can't save us. The people can't raise our rank. The people can't lower us. It's all in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal. كُلِّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْن. الْخَافِضَ الرَّافِعِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. الْقَابِضَ الْبَاسِطِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He's the one who provides for everything, and nothing happens except with His decree. So if a person needs help, or he needs aid, or he hopes for good, where can it come from, and who can help him? Only Allah Azza wa Jal. Only Allah Azza wa Jal. Only Allah Azza wa Jal. This is from understanding the rububiyyah, the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then at that time the heart knows Allah and knows His power and knows that He's able to do all things and knows that nothing happens in His kingdom that He created. He created it. He gave everything its shape. He brought everything into its form. Everything. Everything. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. He created you and everything that you do. He created all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He created all things. It's all in His hands, under His command and under His authority. So then, how could a person worship besides Him? How could a person worship besides Him? The person, he himself is creation. He himself is under the decree of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He himself is in need of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. How could he worship someone who is a creation like him? How could he worship someone who is a creation like him? So whenever the person, he understands and he realizes the rububiyyah, and he understands the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the way for the heart to realize and to know Allah Azza wa Jal, and to see the truth. To see the truth. What is the truth? كلمة الحق. لا إله إلا الله. To see the truth. You look in the sky, you see the truth. You look in yourself. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You see in yourself. This is why subhanAllah, the author, he mentioned this verse here. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he told the Prophet to ask them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Who provides you from the heavens and the earth? We've seen about this. الَذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Why? فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he sent from the sky water. Why? To bring out fruits. For who? For you. To bring out fruits for you. This is from his kindness. Ar-Ra'uf. He's the Mun'im. He's the one who bestows the blessings. This is from his kindness to his servants, even those who disbelieve in him. What does he do? He sends the rain from the sky for them. And he brings out the fruits for them. And he brings out the vegetables for them. And you see that the rain, it comes from the sky, and then it goes to the ground, and then the ground splits. And then the seeds split that are in the ground, and they come to life. نعم وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. He brings out the life. He brings out the life and these plants and these crops. And some of them are red, and some of them are purple, and some of them are green, and some of them are sweet, and some of them are bland, and the likes like this. And they all have been provided from the same water. يُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ وَاحِدٍ. All from the same water. This is all from the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, from His Lordship. This is all the indication that He's the one who's worthy of worship. This is all the indication that He's the one who's worthy of worship. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in the verse, the author mentioned likewise, أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ. And He asked them this. Asked them this. Who owns the sight, or the hearing and the eyesight? Who has the power and the control over the eyesight and the hearing? Who provides for that? There's a wisdom in mentioning the eyesight and the hearing. And that is because these are amazing creations. An amazing creation. An amazing creation. For example, even before that, if we just look at the creation, somebody who invented the phone, these phones. These are amazing too, right? Think about the internet and how information is spread and how the colors are there and it changes and even there's moving. Now you can touch it, you can move it, you can make it big, you can make it little. There's so many things that you can do with this internet and these phones. And then when you think about it, you say, man, the one who created that, he's swift. The one who created that, the one who innovated all of this technology, he's smart. This person's smart, right? And he worldly has... It's clever how they came up. How did they come up with this? SubhanAllah, the thing, you push a button like this, the best sounds come on, or the worst sounds come on, the best videos come on, the worst. I mean, you can see, you can video somebody live and spread it across the world in a button, make it big, make it little, all the things that are available at the hands like this. And that's an amazing, the one who invented that. Whenever you think about that, you think about SubhanAllah, the one who invented that. He must be very intelligent. He must be very smart and bright. How they came up with this. What about the one who created the hands? What about the one who invented the eyesight? بَدِيعُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. He created it. The eyesight, the eyes are an amazing creation. An amazing creation, you can see colors. And the reality, there's different parts of the eye. The retina and this part and that part and how it receives eyesight and light and it reflects. And you can see far and you can see near. And how beneficial they are, and how it goes into your mind, and you think, and you see, and you reflect, and you ponder. Likewise, the ear, this is amazing creation. The eye is amazing creation. No one can provide that. أَمَّا يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Ask them that. Ask them that. What about the hearing? SubhanAllah. What about the hearing? How amazing that is. There's little bitty pieces in the eardrum. Little bitty pieces in the ear that they work in this amazing order, so that we can hear. So that we can hear. If something goes wrong, you touch something wrong, it will mess everything up. It's perfect. Little bitty pieces, everything. The eyesight, little bitty pieces that are formed and designed precisely to benefit us and to have this beautiful eye. and hearing. This is powerful. This is strong. This is kindness, and this is goodness from Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is all the indication that He is the one who's worthy of worship. He is the one who's worthy of worship. So whenever a person, he ponders over the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he realizes. So we see that, to summarize, as the ulama, they mentioned, al-rububiyya babu, al-babu ila al-uluhiyya. That the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the door and the gateway for the heart to deify and to worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, to fulfill the rights of Tawheed, to believe in Him and to worship Him alone with no partners. Now, to believe in Him and to worship Him alone with no partners. So going back to the principle of the Tawheed is two main parts. What are those main parts? Tawheed al-ilmi with Tawheed al-amali. Al-rububiyya is from which part? Al-ilmi. So then the Tawheed al-ilmi is the gateway to Tawheed al-amali. Now somebody wrote a chapter, a book, and he has a chapter in his book. He mentioned something about this. Great Imam of Hadith. Al-ilm muqabil al-qawli wal-amal. Al-ilm muqabil al-qawli wal-amal. Whenever we see and we know that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He is our Creator and our Provider and the One who is disposing of the affairs, He's so kind and good for us, good to us, then we know that He's worthy of worship. Now we apply that. This is the reason for the creation. This is the reason for the creation. So Allah Azza wa Jal, in His book, the way that He presents His rububiyya, the way that He presents His lordship in His book, that He is the Creator alone, that He is the owner and the disposer of the affairs alone, and that the command is in His hands alone. The way that He presents these proofs and evidences is in order to establish His right to be worshipped. Is in order to establish His right to be worshipped. So the one who affirms to these evidences and to this truth, and then he turns away from that, he has turned away from the and refused the greatest and the most clear proof. The greatest and the most clear proof. And he has turned away from his purpose in life. So that will not benefit him to affirm that Allah is the Creator and then not comply to Him and worship Him. To affirm that Allah, He has the command and the decree, and He has the authority over all things, and the kingdom is His, of the heavens and the earth, and then to not submit to His authority and His command, this will not benefit him. So the benefit from studying and learning about the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and learning about the names and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, is so that the person will worship Him alone. So that the person will worship Him alone. So whenever a person, he knows again that there, nothing can happen except by the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Qadr. Al-Qadr. Which part of Tawheed is that from? Al-Qadir is from the Asma of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sah. Al-Qadr. And tu'mina bil-qadri khayrihi wa sharri. It's from the rububiyya of Allah Azza wa Jal, from His lordship, that He is the one who decrees whatever He decrees, whatever He commands, that the kingdom is in His hands. Nothing happens except with His will. Nothing happens except with His permission. Nothing happens except with His will and His command and His decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been mentioned that Imam Ahmad, he said, al-qadr qudratullah, that the qadr is the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's the power of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we go back to that verse that Allah established the reason for the heavens and the earth, وَلِذِي خَلَقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ وَمِنَ الْأَرْضِ مِثْلَهُنْ يَتَنَزَّلُ الْأَمْرُ بَيْنَهُنْ لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That He is able to do all things. That He is able to do all things. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا. This is why He created the heavens and the earth. And this is why His decree descends, the command, the legislative command and the universal command, so that you may know that He has the ability to do all things. That He has the ability to do all things. No one can help us and no one can remove harm from us. And no one can protect us except Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one can bring about good. It's not in the hands of any human being. It's not in the hands of any angel. It's not in the hands of anything from the creation. It's in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jal alone. So then, whenever a person, he is afraid, what should he do? Or whenever he is hoping for something, who should he hope in? Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Whenever the person he realizes that it will be in the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jal and he learns him by his names and his actions, at this time the heart will love Allah Azza wa Jal. The heart will love him and know him, and they will worship him. They will worship him hoping for his mercy and hoping for his kindness, hoping for his blessing and hoping for his good. And they will fear him, likewise fearing his punishment, fearing his power and his authority, fearing his anger, subhanahu wa ta'ala. In many verses like this, Allah, he clarifies who he is. He clarifies who he is by showing his lordship, by making clear his lordship and his creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. And that your God is only one God. Your object of worship, the one whom you worship, is only one. There is nothing worthy of worship except for Him. He is the most gracious and He is the most merciful. Then what did he say after that? Establishing that. There's nothing worthy of worship but Him. Why? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Verily, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And in the alternation of the night and the day. وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجَرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. And as the ship, and the ship that it floats in the sea with that which is beneficial for the people. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِن مَاءٍ. And that which Allah He sends down from the sky, from the rain. فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهَا. And He causes it to come to life, the earth to come to life after its death. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ دَابَ. And that He has spread out through the land from every animal, every different type of creature and animal. وَتَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ. And how He changes the directions of the wind. وَالسَّحَابِ. Likewise, مُسَخَّرَات. مُسَخَّر. الْمُسَخَّر. بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And He moves the clouds and the wind between the heavens and the earth. All of this, آيات. لآيات لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. For people who understand. All of these are signs. All of these are signs. Clear signs. That if we see, even in the creation of the human being, how perfect the body is, and how many parts there are in the body, and how they work in a perfect order, and that if something happens, even if there's a cut, by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla, what happens? It heals. It heals. Bones break, what happens? They heal. By the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jalla, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. He is the one, if we become sick, He is the one who cures. If somebody becomes misguided, who is the one who can guide him? He is the one who can guide him. If he is the one who is distressed, who is the one who can protect him? Only the Creator. Only the Creator. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَعَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. He said, this is the creation of Allah. Look at it. This is the creation of Allah. Show me what those other than Him have created. This is the creation of Allah. Show me what other than them has created. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ. Many times establishing His right to be worshipped by the fact that He is the Creator. He is the Creator. And they took besides Him false gods. And they do not create anything. But they themselves, they are created. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. And they don't have the authority, they have no power, no ownership or authority over their own souls, not for harm and not for benefit. And they don't have they don't give death, and neither will they give life, and they do not bring back to life. This is the case. The one who creates, the one who created the heavens and the earth, that's the one who's worthy of worship. Anything besides Him is not worthy of worship. And everything that's worshipped besides Him is worship in falsehood. He is the one alone who's worthy of worship. This is the lordship of Allah Azza wa Jalla, clearly indicating His authority and His power, His strength and His command, and that He is the one who's worthy of worship alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَنَّا تُفَقُونَ. So how could they be turned away? This is the principle here. How could they be turned away? How could they see this and they affirm this, that He is the one who has all of this power and authority, and He is the one who has all this wisdom and knowledge, and in this great creation belongs to Him, even the soul between our sides belongs to Him, and then at the end they do not worship Him alone. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Should you not fear Him? Should you not fear Him? Fear His punishment for associating partners with Him? This is the reality of the first principle. The first principle. To summarize it again, to make sure that the intent of the author is clear, what is the purpose of this principle? Two things. He established two things. The first thing is that the people who the Prophet ﷺ fought, they believed that Allah is the creator and the owner and the disposer of the affairs of the universe. And the second thing, that this did not enter them into Islam. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.